At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Because so many people are now leasing, there's a steady stream of gently used vehicles for sale. Consumer Reports has compiled an impressive list of used cars that are only 3 years old, and they're about half the price they were when they were new. The best used cars you can get for your money include the following 2015 models: the Scion XB, the Mazda CX-5, the Honda Accord, the Toyota Prius, the Hyundai Santa Fe Sport, the Lincoln MKZ, and the Toyota Highlander. When you're looking to upgrade but don't want to spring for a brand new car, 3-year-old models are the way to go. They're new enough that they don't have too many miles, but old enough that they can cost half the price. Now let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So Danielle, when it comes to losing weight, men and women's bodies act very differently.
Well, Kristen, it is not your imagination. Men really do lose more weight than women. Researchers tracked more than 2,000 overweight men and women who were on a special diet for 8 weeks. Now, while both did lose weight, the men lost more and they also saw lower heart rates and less body fat. Women, on the other hand, lost more inches, but also saw reductions in good cholesterol and bone density. Need TP as in toilet paper? Well, prices are going up on what you flush down. Household paper products like Cottonelle and Kleenex are going to cost you more. The Kimberly-Clark Corporation says an increase in the cost of materials that make things like paper towels and toilet paper and Huggies diapers, for example, are forcing them to raise their prices. Customers will start to notice this increase come October. The number of married couples living apart has increased 44% since the year 2000, mostly because of work. Now, a new study says that most may not be in a bad situation, that it might actually be a good thing. The study says couples who don't see each other during the week are actually happier, they communicate better, and they appreciate their time together more. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, the study also says it allows couples to have their independence too. Is that kind of like having your cake and eating it too? What do you think?
Well, you know what they say, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Thanks, Danielle. Experts say it's important to wash your pillowcase often, and most Americans aren't doing it enough. Your face rests on your pillowcase for hours at a time, and a dirty one can cause acne or skin irritation. A pillowcase can have a buildup of bacteria, dirt, oil, and residual makeup. So even if you wash your face before bed, it could be coming into contact with those elements when you hit the sheets. So skincare experts say it's important to wash your pillowcase at least once a week. If you have sensitive skin, use fragrance-free detergent and avoid fabric softeners. In fact, experts say you should wash everything that touches your face consistently, from your phone to your makeup brushes. No one wants a breakout, and following these steps may help to keep your face blemish-free. Well, forget wine tasting. How about something a little harder? Not satisfied with simply drinking their bourbon, gin, or vodka, more drinkers are traveling to the source of their favorite liquors. Many U.S. distilleries were once prevented from offering samples, but rules have eased, and the number of craft distilleries has grown to 1,600. To improve drinker engagement and, in turn, brand loyalty, many distilleries now offer tasting rooms, mixology lessons, festivals, tours, and more. Lost Spirits in L.A., for example, takes visitors on an indoor boat ride to Whiskey Island, a library tasting room filled with H.G. Wells books. Kentucky's Copper and Kings drops visitors into the sonic aging process, where loud music helps mature their brandy. You can also take your spirits traveling global. Puerto Rico has Casa Bacardi, the world's largest premium rum distillery, and Macallan just opened a new distillery in the hillside of the Scottish Highlands. Whatever you do, travel responsibly. if you've ever had a run of bad luck or felt like the world is conspiring against you, it turns out that some people are actually luckier than others. And the host of Facebook Watch's Talking Live, Dr. Robbie Ludwig in New York City, is going to tell us the latest science behind how to change your luck for the better. Hi, Dr. Robbie.
Hi, Kristen. That is right. If you've ever felt down on your luck, don't give up hope, because the research shows that you can up your luck factor.
Okay, so how do people go from being unlucky to lucky? Is there a strategy we can follow?
Yes, absolutely. So luck is something that we're constantly creating with our thoughts and behavior, and all we need to do to increase our luck factor is to follow what the lucky people are doing. Maximize your opportunities. Lucky people are great at noticing and seizing all of the chance opportunities that come their way. Be open to new experiences. Listen to your gut and trust your intuition. Lucky people expect good things to happen to them. Being optimistic makes you more resilient and allows time to work in your favor. Lucky people don't dwell on their bad luck. They're great at finding the silver lining in every situation. The studies also found that those who increase their luck factor were happier too, but there's no surprise there, Kristen, right?
Yeah, that is all fascinating stuff. I will make sure to start using some of these tips. Dr. Robbie, thank you. A growing number of veterinarians would like the option of treating sick animals with weed, but there's a problem. Studies have shown promising results for dogs and cats getting cannabis for disorders like arthritis, epilepsy, and anxiety. At least 30 states have legalized medical marijuana, but only for people, not pets. Marijuana is also illegal under federal law. As a result, vets can't prescribe pot. Many won't even discuss it for fear of losing their license. Some owners of animals with health conditions are taking matters into their own hands. In a survey of dog owners conducted by Colorado State University, almost 80% said they purchase hemp or marijuana products for their animals. Critics and doctors warn that not all cannabis products are the same. The psychoactive ingredient THC can also be toxic for animals. Supporters would like to be able to discuss cannabis with their vet to make sure their animals are treated safely. But until the law changes, many of those discussions are prohibited. All right, this next story is pretty cool. The world's first semi-submerged museum is here. It's an underwater sculpture park and marine sanctuary located in the Maldives called Corallarium. The location of the museum is just far enough off the beach that it sits in a spot that allows parts of it to be seen from the shore during low tide, but becomes fully submerged during high tide, making it an ideal exhibition for divers. There are about 30 sculptures which are cast from real people. It also includes a corridor of poplar tree sculptures and a stainless steel stairwell leading into the cube-like gallery. The exhibit is a collaboration between the Fairmont Maldives' Ciro Fanfushi and environmental activist Jason DeCares Taylor. Taylor said, "The Corallarium is a place of preservation, conservation, and education. I want to see a better future for the ocean, for people to see it as a delicate place worthy of our protection." Talk about creative. Most celebrities who've reached superstardom will tell you life wasn't always so glamorous. They usually started at the bottom and worked their way up. And it was no different for bachata favorite Prince Royce. Here to show us a different side of the Latin King is Coco Dominguez from Fox 26 in Houston. Hi, Coco.
Hi, Kristen. Prince Royce is a standout in the world of bachata music. He's a 29-year-old from the Bronx in New York who's seen major success in the last 10 years with huge albums, 15 number one radio hits, and several Latin Grammy nominations, but life hasn't always been about millions of followers.
I used to work at a Sprint store. I was a sales rep, I was a host. With my Sprint money, I actually made my first album.
Prince says he's lucky to have fans that are so devoted, like this one who was pulled on stage after Prince noticed his signature was tattooed on her arm. Anything for the Prince of Bachata, right? Back to you, Kristen.
Right, and hey, Coco, you've got some pretty nice moves. Thank you. All right, here's a question. What do you look for in a new job? Recruiting site Glassdoor surveyed some 1,100 adults and found the factors they ranked highest during a job hunt. Overall, 67% of those surveyed considered salary. Company benefits ranked second at 63%, and location followed with 59%. The survey also examined men and women's differing career priorities. Women, for one, focused on convenience. They were more likely than men to consider work-life balance, flexible work arrangements, and the potential to grow within the the company. According to one Glassdoor exec, women want a company that demonstrates a positive, transparent, and encouraging culture that understands the needs of the workforce. For their part, men place a higher value on a company's financial performance. Ultimately, these results may benefit companies, as knowing what candidates want can help them secure the best possible talent. Time now for today's Top 30 Health Roundup. Researchers in Texas bioengineered lungs in a lab and successfully transplanted them into pigs. The lab-made lungs did not trigger an immune reaction or cause other medical problems for the pigs, which were able to live for 2 months. Whole organ transplants like this had never been done before with a positive result. But doctors hope that one day failing organs in humans can be replaced by organs grown in a lab. Having conversations with young children strengthens important regions of their brain. Researchers studied kids 4 to 6 years old and found when adults had a back and forth conversation with them, it connected the language regions. The same did not happen if the adult just talks to them. The children in the study who had back and forth conversations were able to comprehend more speech and also scored higher on verbal skill tests. Scientists say a new test could help predict risk for various diseases. Current tests focus on one or just a few genes, but some of the more common diseases, such as heart disease or diabetes, impact numerous genes. Researchers recently revealed a new way to measure millions of these variations at one time. They want to eventually take that information and assign a risk score to each patient. That score wouldn't guarantee the person would get the disease. It would mean your genetic makeup increases the chances of getting it. Doctors say this knowledge could help people take steps to prevent diseases they have the most chance of getting. And that's today's Top 30 Health Roundup. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 New York, service members are deployed all over the world to serve our country. But so often, another type of service member doesn't quite get the recognition they deserve. And now, thanks to the Guardians of American Freedom Act, many of the thousands of active duty and retired U.S. military dogs are finally being recognized. So a group of both active and retired military dogs came together at the U.S. War Dog Memorial in Holmdel, New Jersey, to officially be honored and receive thanks for the thousands of lives they've saved. In our next story from Fox 2 Detroit, concussions have become the talk of football, especially for parents looking to keep their kids safe. So to help, former football standout turned doctor Cody Sinker is using his experience on the field to help protect future generations from the long-term effects football could have. So he launched a program to create a baseline so he can tell how much damage is really being done. He's doing this to get the proper care they need to live out their dreams in a safe way. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, 18-year-old Amy Liu came to the U.S. from China 11 years ago, and she's dealt with her fair share of struggles, having to bounce around from friend's house to friend's house until she found a program that helps homeless children. Since then, she's gone above and beyond what anyone expected, being selected as a Bank of America student leader to develop future community leaders like herself. Amy is proof that with hard work, you can overcome the odds. We sometimes joke that we're addicted to junk food, right? Like candy or maybe cheeseburgers. But that addiction could be more real than you think. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, joins us from his studio to talk about this. So, Cody, tell me about the connection between junk food and drugs.
That's right, Kristen. A new study has found scary similarities between junk food and drugs. Researchers had participants identify which foods they were most likely to show signs of addiction with, like overindulging or having a hard time cutting down on consumption. They found the most addictive foods were all highly processed, with a high glycemic load. That's how much a food will raise your blood glucose level after you eat it. These foods, like chocolate, pizza, and French fries, shared some qualities with addictive drugs. They're consumed in high doses, they're absorbed rapidly, and they've been processed in ways that make them more addictive. After all, if junk food really does hit the body like a drug, then should we treat it like one? Kristen?
Well, that's a great question, and hopefully this research will provide some answers. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. A German startup has unveiled a prototype electric car that could forever change the road. The Scion by Sono Motors has a range of 155 miles on a full battery. Like other electric vehicles, it can charge via an outlet or another electric car. Unlike other electric vehicles, though, the Scion also charges itself as it drives or while sitting out in the sun. That's because the car has 330 solar cells built into the roof, hood, and body. Under the right conditions, those cells could add an additional additional 18 miles of travel. The Scion's development is part of an effort to help Germany put 1 million electric cars on the road by 2020. While Sono claims the Scion is no frills, the car also uses moss in the dashboard to filter air and regulate humidity. Sono already has some 6,000 orders for the Scion. They plan to start production late next year. Well, if you're a parent, you know childcare can be expensive. Unfortunately, a new Care.com study reveals the average cost is rising for the fifth year in a row. Since 2013, the weekly rate to send a child to daycare has jumped from $186 to $211. The rate for a nanny has jumped more, from $472 to $580. According to government data, childcare is considered affordable at 7% of household income. But last year, 7 in 10 families spent 10% of their income. 19% spent a quarter or more. As costs rise, parents are more likely to plan ahead, but sticker shock is having unexpected impacts. Some third of parents experience relationship tension. Even more said the cost influenced career decisions like switching to part-time or changing jobs completely. To cut spending, experts recommend utilizing child tax credits or trying unconventional methods like nanny shares, where families go in on the cost of care together. Even though it's a lot, at least our children are worth the investment. All right, we're getting our first look at plans for a $2 billion mall that will feature new technology and double the size of the largest shopping center in the world. The new development in Dubai will be called Dubai Square. The indoor-outdoor mall will feature a futuristic arena that has 3D projection mapping and state-of-the-art sound. There will also be a movie theater, ice rink, water park, and a sports arena, not to mention hundreds of the world's most popular retail stores covering 8 million square feet of space. But it's the unique tech advances that makes this mall really unlike any other. Stores will feature AI robots that can recommend the latest fashions, smart-fitting rooms with interactive mirrors, and physical stores will be connected to multiple digital platforms. There's no word on when the project will be completed, but it's safe to say super shoppers around the world can't wait for the grand opening. Losing a loved one can be tough to overcome, but one woman in the Philadelphia area is sharing her story to help encourage others who are struggling with a loss. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us now to tell us more. Hi, Mike.
Kristen, let me set this up here. Steve and Edie were married to each other for years. Well, Steve developed cancer. Then he lost his battle with that cancer, and Edie admits she was basically paralyzed. She couldn't do anything, wouldn't leave the house, until her daughter came home and gave her this.
And my daughter came home with a little yellow dog-eared coupon and said, "You need a hobby."
Yeah, the coupon was for dance lessons. So she's been taking these lessons. She says that dance makes her smile again. And so now when she dances, it reminds her of Steve.
What a sweet way to remember him. Thank you, Mike. Here's a question. Can you actually wake up on the wrong side of the bed? A team from Penn State tracked 240 people in search of a link between a person's outlook at the start of their day and their productivity. In the morning, people anticipated the coming day's stress. Five sets of questions then recorded stress levels throughout the day, while also testing memory. At night, the group anticipated stress for the following day. Well, how we think can have an impact. Participants who woke up fearing stress were more likely to see negative effects on their short-term memory. According to PSU's Martin Slewinski, if you think your day is going to be stressful, you're going to feel those effects even if nothing stressful ends up happening. As working memory declines, productivity and concentration can falter, resulting in anything from small errors at work to dangerous mistakes behind the wheel. So in the words of Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, be happy. Canadians are paying more of their annual income to taxes than ever before, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon. In 1961, the average Canadian family spent 34% of their income on taxes and about 54% on housing, food, and clothing, basic necessities. Well, now the two have flip-flopped. In 2017, the average Canadian family spent 43% on taxes and just 36% on the basic necessities. According to the Fraser Institute, even when accounting for inflation, that means the tax bill has gone up 166% since 1961. And here's some perspective for our viewers in the United States. In 2017, the average American paid about 14% of their gross income to taxes, one-third less than our neighbors to the north. Like most 13-year-olds, Alina Morse balances school, friends, and hobbies. Unlike most 13-year-olds, Alina runs an all-natural and tooth-friendly candy empire worth millions. The idea for Zollipops came about when Alina, then 7, was offered a lollipop at the bank. Her dad told her the sweet treat could rot her teeth. So Alina asked, why can't we make a lollipop that's actually good for your teeth? Using $7,500 in savings, Alina spent 2 years researching candy and talking to her dentist and hygienist. In turn, Zollipops are made using plant-based sweeteners that help strengthen tooth enamel and prevent decay. Zollipops and other Zolli products are now sold in thousands of stores nationwide, including Walmart, Whole Foods, and Kroger. And through her 1 Million Smiles initiative, Alina donates 10% of profits to improving oral health education in schools. It seems the only thing brighter than this young entrepreneur's smile is her future. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.